Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:27. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. We've been speaking about the United Nations, UNRWA in particular, and the role that they can, should, or shouldn't be playing. Ben-Dror Yamini is a journalist at Ydiot Achranot. He joins us this morning. Good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Good morning.
Of course, we've seen the statements, in fact, now becoming more and more prominent that UNRWA, of course, were involved, hostages being held at UNRWA facilities in Gaza, and yet UNRWA still exists and plays some form of a role. How is this likely to change or to play out in the future?
Look, for too many years, for decades, actually, everyone was afraid, including Israel, was afraid actually to shut down this organization, UN organization. Well, because they, gave money for education, they gave money for health, and so on and so on. But their main role was actually to perpetuate the Palestinian problem. Now, how come that they are refugees? How come that after so many years, we are speaking about operating from 1949? I mean, so many years and they are still refugees. We are not even speaking about the refugees themselves. We are speaking about second, third and fourth generation. They are not the refugees. They are not the original refugees. And they are endlessly lying about the numbers. Just an example that I published yesterday in my article. Mm. We all know that in Lebanon, we have something like 100,000. Not according to me, according to a census that was carried out by the Lebanon government. But according to UNRWA, we are speaking about almost 500,000 people. Where is the money going to? Now, this is not the main problem. The main problem is that they perpetuate the education for the destruction of Israel by the right of return. So you cannot continue with this organization that actually this is the infrastructure to the ideology of the Hamas. And we know that many operatives of the Hamas are controlling some parts of UNRWA. So enough. For the benefit of Palestinians, for the benefit of Israel, for the benefit of the Middle East, we don't need this UNRWA, which is the biggest obstacle to achieve peace.
How is it that people are refugees, that the Palestinians in Gaza are still considered refugees when they had their own government, their own economy, they were effectively pretty much an independent state? How do they then still remain refugees?
It's a very good question. It's even much worse than what you think, because in Jordan, for example, there are 2.6 million registered refugees in Jordan. Excuse me, but they are the citizens of Lebanon from 49. They are citizens of Jordan. Mm. I mean, how comes that? I mean, according to the international law, if you are a citizen somewhere, you cannot be a refugee. But here is a paradox. I mean, if you are Palestinian, you can be a rich American, by the way, not only a Jordanian. You can be a rich guy living in New York, and you are considered, according to UNRWA, to a refugee. So the whole idea of UNRWA is to perpetuate the status of refugees, and to the people who live here in the Middle East, in the refugee camps and all around, the main goal is to educate them to be against the very existence of Israel. So how comes that Sweden, how comes that the United States, how comes that many other countries still fund this organization? I cannot understand it. But it's not, I mean, now after October 7, people found out, oh, some high officials from UNRWA actually are also operatives of Hamas. Okay, but it's not something new. It's not something new. It's going on for too many years.
That is where we leave it. This is going to, it'll be a story that will continue. We do need to leave it there. It is already 8:32. Ben Dror, your mini journalist at Yediot Ahronot.